Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Here's Carrie and Alicia. Hey!
Oh, we guys should get a song for that. Can we get somebody to beatbox? Esther, let's hear your best. I can maybe blow like an arm fart.
All it takes is money.
And beatbox?
A good-looking face.
Well, I probably have an app on my phone.
I'm like, well, we're screwed then. I'm like, I don't have money.
Hey, guys. Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Thanks for joining us at Traeger's, as usual. With the old doghouse. Traeger's opens at 4. Doghouse opens at 5.
Nancy's the mixologist.
You know what we do. David's enjoying a... What are you eating?
What are you noshing on over there?
It's a new one. Some kind of corn dog. Not a corn dog. I don't remember what it's called. Something fancy.
Cool. A fancy corn dog. Is it good? Mm-hmm. It looks good. You look like you're enjoying it. So, we have a guest today. Hi, Esther.
Hi.
How are you?
The one. The only.
Fantastic. It's hump day.
It is hump day. What?
And it's my Friday. Even better.
Oh.
Shut up. Is it real?
Yeah. It's not usually, but today
it is. It's my Wednesday. Good old-fashioned Wednesday.
It's a hard knock.
Not everybody can live an awesome life, Alicia.
I know.
I have summers off.
I live vicariously all the time. So whether it be through you or him or that guy over there, it's fine.
Maybe not that guy. He looks like his wrist hurts.
Oh. Yeah, I don't do that. Whatever. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Alicia. Hi, Esther. How are you?
Just out here judging people's
working wrists.
Arthritis.
Are so important.
It's fine.
Working wrists, I just got all perverted. Yeah. That's a single person injury, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So what's new? What's going on? What's the hot takes? I just did the shoulder thing. What's the hot takes?
I don't have any hot.
You don't have
I'm
any
sitting
hot
here like
takes?
I'm looking at you like what? Esther missed your birthday party.
Yes, I did. I'm so sorry.
And that's okay. You were missed. You missed a good time.
It was actually one of the funnest parties I've been to in quite a while.
I was out in the sun all day at baseball games. I'm sorry.
Oh, can I talk about the best part of the party?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, let me just throw my arms up like everyone can see me raising my hand. So, oh really? There could have been like I don't know. A deodorant chunk of armpit hair in there.
The best part of the boob. Go ahead.
So I got those new cameras installed in my house. They have audio.
Shut up.
Not at all. I spent the best time Sunday after you guys left, Sunday morning, sitting in my bed all.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. All the side convos.
I cannot wait. This is reality TV. I love it.
So that one on the front porch?
Yeah.
The
with
one
who?
On that side of the garage? Remember right there by the beer pong?
No.
You're like, I don't remember shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you threw up in my yard, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay. Yep, so yep, party yep, yep. So it was... now it's been known that whenever I go to somebody's house, I'm not saying shit unless I'm in the car. Or I'm saying it in my head. Because if you send in a text, somebody can screenshot it. Or maybe I'm just not going to say shit about shit anymore. I'm just, because now that I have my own cameras... Because what if I'm outside talking shit about someone? They're like, oh, and I'm like, look at my raccoon. And in the background, I'm like, that chick's a bitch. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm even nervous about my own cameras.
Is it going to be, like, content that's going to upset people?
Yeah. Carrie, I don't think most people do what you did with your cameras.
No, I don't think so either.
I think you might be one of a kind there.
With the sound
on
and
looking
the...
back at all of that.
Well, because they're new to me, so I kind of had, like, this week when I first got them where I was completely obsessed. And it's, like, motion. And I'd go
most
to
of
it.
Us have had those cameras for about the past 5 years, so.
Wow. Wow.
Old news, sister.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It'll be over it soon.
Next year, you're going to talk shit about my BlackBerry and my phone.
Talk shit all you want.
What's up with that sidekick, bro?
But when you first got it, were you kind of obsessed with watching it?
No.
Is it really just a me thing?
Did you get it and then have 35 people at your house?
No, I might have been obsessed.
I think obsessed at max we had 35
people.
That.
That's probably the whole reason that she decided to host your party.
I think so.
Wanted to test it out.
You had ulterior motives.
It was like 35 people and a pizza man. Remember Jessica ordered like 700 pizzas?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There were so
Didn't
many
they
pizzas.
Go somewhere else or something? I don't know.
All I know is I opened my fridge next morning, there's pizzas galore. I don't
even
red
like
sauce.
Pizza.
Yeah, I don't. I was like, Ooey, 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 ooey. I just close the fridge door. I'm trying to, like, pawn these pizzas off. I'm like, well, what's wrong with them? I'm like, they have red sauce in their own. Huh?
I cannot wait to listen to these audio recordings. I didn't know they existed.
Oh, it's
you
fine.
Might have just ruined my birthday.
Aw.
I have a lot of blackmail on a lot of people.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I can't wait to have my next party.
Well, I mean, now like, not.
We're all gonna
not doing
out.
It at Carrie's anymore. Sorry. And we'll have it at Traeger's like I wanted originally.
Right? Everything's going to be like, hey, guys, we're all going to huddle here, 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 and here. And if we could just talk really loud, that'd be great. Because the muffled parts, then I have to fill in the blanks.
I was thinking of giving everyone headsets once they get in. And like,
so glad you said sets.
I know, me too. It sounded like you said something else.
You and I are both all, mm-hmm. Whoa!
Whatever. Esther, what do you do?
Like right now, or?
What do you do for people to pay you to do?
Well.
Headsets. Got it.
I'm a hygienist by day. And by night, well, that depends on who's around.
That's up for interpretation.
Yes. Yeah. Now I'm a dental hygienist.
Do you like it?
Money. I do.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been making this face all ew. But I don't even hug people, so I can imagine getting in people. That's terrible. So gynecology, proctology, any kind of mouth stuff.
Well, we know where Carrie lies. Do you? How long have you been doing that?
Not all orifices are created equal.
Okay, so let's settle this. Yeah. Orifice plural is what? Orify or orifices?
Orifices.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
You've been living a lie, my friend.
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
Orify, like
but orify
is
way more fun. So
it's
I'm
octopi,
good with that.
Isn't it? Octopi versus octopuses?
I think it's octopussies. I mean, pusses. I don't know.
If only there were nine.
Maybe it's octopouse.
Orifice. So is it words ending in S and a plural becomes I?
Not all the time. It depends on if there's a C or an I or I don't know.
Or a letter.
Yeah. It depends on how many vowels there are in it. I don't know.
Couple slapping syllables. Catnip.
Syllables.
What are slapping syllables?
What?
What are slapping
That's how you
syllables?
Count syllables.
In a word.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
Like your last name would be Martin Ellie. So three
no.
syllables. Four.
Oh,
Martin Ellie.
Yeah.
Four.
She got
I fixed it.
She
I caught
a slack syllable.
Yeah, but you didn't clap, so
I went Martin Ellie.
Martin Ellie.
Alicia. It's
oh, you did it faster.
Esther's two. That's a slapping
And
last
you're
name,
a teacher?
Bro.
You don't teach English, do you?
Sex ed.
Oh, no, I've been a hygienist for 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
What made you get into that? Money or you just wanted to touch people's
the
mouths?
The flexibility of the job and the money that it pays.
Yep.
And you wanted to touch people's mouths.
Not really, no.
People don't always like have to be like.
Like I went into teaching because I wanted to teach kids, not because I wanted to sit in meeting count ceiling tiles.
I'm sure she wanted to help people though.
No, like, not really. I just wanted to
fucking
job. Well.
She's like, I wanted a cushy schedule and a cushy
I gave you an out, Esther.
Paycheck.
Wait, there's people involved?
Shit.
How did that happen?
Wow, I'm supposed to make them happy and do all... No,
it's just in face all, attached to this mouth.
Cushy schedule, cushy check, what up?
Yeah. All right, well, 9 years, though. Yeah. It's working out for you.
Yeah.
Cool. Like so that. You've seen some shit, though.
You know, I mean...
Oh, let's hear the dirty,
everybody
dirty.
Everybody has shit. Whether it's in their mouth or somewhere else.
Another orify.
That's true.
Another orify in their past, in their future, in their closet. Who knows?
I love judge. The dentist.
Yeah?
One thing about me that
you
just don't know.
So you hate me because I'm not the dentist.
I love the dentist. I love the hygienist. I love getting my teeth clean. I fall asleep.
Nice.
It's my thing.
You're one of those.
But
cool.
I love when I go to a new dentist, which doesn't happen very often. Although my sister-in-law was a hygienist and I used to follow her around town. Mm-hmm. And so wherever
I like
went,
that she had motion round.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what that meant.
Around town. And they'd see my x-rays and they'd be like, oh, you broke your jaw. Yeah. I'd never seen one of those before. Have you seen a broken jaw?
I have seen screws and pins in a jaw before on x-rays.
Yeah. A lot?
No, not a lot.
How many times if you had
Maybe
to say?
Maybe twice.
All right. Well, I would be your third.
In real life. And that doesn't count the pictures that I saw
in real life,
books.
Twice.
Yeah.
I would be your third.
Nice.
Cool.
What'd you do to your jaw?
What did I do to it? You think I broke my own job?
What did someone else do to it?
Thank you.
I don't know, maybe you like fell off a cliff or
no,
something.
No, I was playing soccer in high school and
took a face shot.
So yep. It wasn't even somebody else, it was the ball.
No, I was a goalie, and so I went to get the ball. Like, I dove, and a knee.
Oh, shoot.
Knee to the face. But I thought she chipped my tooth. I was very confused.
Oh, jeez.
And so my jaw's over, like, in a different area code, right? And I'm like, oh, you chipped my tooth.
That's
and I
scary.
Kept saying that over and over. And I was so nervous about my parents' insurance, I told my coach, just take me to urgent care. I'm not trying to get a hospital bill. That was my first words out of my mouth. And we went to urgent care, and they were like, you got to go to the hospital, girl. You have a broken jaw.
Beyond so, our scope of practice.
Yeah, yeah. So
like,
not only did they have
like,
an urgent care bill,
you need to
they
go.
Had a hospital bill, too. So you're welcome.
Okay, wait. So that
Sorry.
Just made me have this great idea. Let's talk about this subject. Because you said I don't want my parents to know about this, right?
They do, though. Go ahead.
How many injuries have we all hidden from our parents just to save our own asses, right? Like our buddy Jen, bless her heart, she chipped her tooth. I don't even remember what stupid shit she was
doing.
You
told this story last time, yep.
Did I? Mm-hmm. But I mean, for the sake of that, I think I've totally lied to my parents about like, I'm fine, and I've got road rash all up my spine from like riding
Well, I don't know if you've ever tried, I wasn't trying to hide a broken jaw from my parents. I was trying to save them.
But do teenagers or people just in general do stupid shit so their parents don't have to deal with it?
I mean, that was the only time.
Because I know I hid shit. Did you hide shit, Esther?
I did not, but I have a story about my son hiding something.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah,
let's
so this go. Was about.
We get our sultry voices.
This was about 2 or 3 years ago, and he's 16 now. About maybe 3 years ago, we'll say, to be safe. And it was the summertime. I went to wake him up for work, and he had a Band-Aid on his jaw, like the right side of his jawline. And I asked him, what is that? What's that about? He was like, oh, I scratched myself. I was like, okay. So I went on to work, right? Day goes on. Next day, he still has it on. He was in and out for baseball practice. I was going to work and stuff. It was like literally almost 48 hours later, probably 36 hours later. And he came in the kitchen to give me a hug goodnight. He still had the Band-Aid on his face, except it looked like he had a grapefruit in his cheek.
Oh,
so
no.
So I asked him again. What is the Band-Aid for? I cut myself. I'm like, well, what did you cut yourself with? Pocket knife. What the hell were you doing with a pocket knife by your face? What is going on here? And it took us about 30 or 45 minutes to dig it out of him that our red Doberman had snapped at him. And it was a little single puncture wound in his jaw. And
the pie needed to be drained.
He didn't want Red to get in trouble. The dog.
Oh, he was protecting his dog.
Yeah, yeah. It was a harmless thing. He's not a biter necessarily, but.
Is the dog fine? Is the boy fine?
The dog is fine. The boy is fine. But yeah, I mean, infection could have been prevented had he just said.
Yeah, this happened.
Yeah.
Aww.
He was more worried about Red than anything else.
Yeah, he probably saw something about like dog bite and putting dogs down
YouTube
or like
and TikTok
something.
Are pretty readily available to our next generation.
I hate that.
I had all kinds of shit from my parents. Like I'm telling you, I had road rash all up and down my side once from falling off the handlebars of some dude's dirt bike drunk and on shrooms in the canyon. I had to hide that shit for a while. I walked funny and I told him I was sore from working out. Like, I worked out, Dad. Come on. Whatever.
Can't say that now, can you?
Pulling muscle at the gym there, Dad. Oh, my dad could. My dad would never listen to this. Bless his heart. He still can't figure out half the things on the internet. So if I'm like, hey, Dad, download the podcast and listen. Download a what? Put it on, huh? It's just, I can say whatever I want. He won't hear it.
Yeah, well, that's probably for the best.
Maybe I should test this. I love you, Daddy.
That usually is before a story you don't want to tell. So
this time in case I overshare and I still love you, Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got bit by a dog once in my wrist, and it straight up looked like a vagina. I don't know if you've ever been tattooed on top of a scar, but I do not recommend it. It's the worst.
The internet makes them look really good.
Yes.
My daughter got mauled by a dog. I mean, huge.
Yeah.
Puncture wounds and all the things. I don't know. They were all on her face from defense. Her wrists are, like, screwed and scarred for life.
What happened
to the dog? The dog was put down.
Okay. That sounds a little bit different than, like, a one
bite. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
No, like,
sure.
Yeah. Multiple puncture wounds. Like, she was a bloody mess in the ER. Even, like, the ER people, like, this is one dog. Like, it looked like a pack.
Wow.
That was how bad she was. And I'm just like, eh.
No, if my Doberman wanted to hurt somebody, he would have had way more than just one tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds more like a plane.
He was protecting
thing.
One of our other kiddos, and it was dark in the room, and he was laying, taking a nap with the other kiddo, and my son went up and tried to wake him up and startle him, and
Yeah,
it was a warning nip.
Yeah, pretty much.
That means different things to different people.
How long did you go to school to do your mouth thing?
It took 4 years total from prerequisite classes to
because you have to have your associates in your basics or whatever it's called, right? No,
you graduate from the program with an associates. So I had to have basics, which took about 2 years, and the program itself is 5 semesters.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And that was 9 years ago.
Yeah, that was 9 years ago, yeah. I graduated in 2014.
Okay, so dumb question. Do you guys have to do an internship?
No.
That's not a dumb question. That was a great question.
Well, no,
question.
Just like teachers.
I've heard your questions. That was not a dumb question.
Wow, were you saying some of them are dumb? Well, no. Like teachers, we graduate, get our teaching degree, then we have to do student teaching for a quick minute.
Yeah.
Like field experience or whatever the hell you want to call it.
So we get a little bit of that in the program. They do have 1 semester where we have to go out to different locations, schools,
And don't they offer stuff at the college that you can come and
we do
like
they
so many
do
hours
have a
kinda?
Clinic? Not necessarily, no. Everything that you need for that associate's degree is done during that 5 semester long course of dental hygiene school. They don't really count it hours, they just have their curriculum and their program standards and you just do it. And so by the time you graduate, you have to pass some different board exams in order to get licensed or certified with different things. And if you pass those, then you are good to go.
So we had to pass our classes, pass the test, and then have so many observation hours, so many student teaching hours, and it was all cumulative, so to speak, to get farther than what you already got. I don't know.
Our observation hours have to be done before you apply to the program.
Weeds out those that are not?
Yes. They have like an application process, so you have to have 12 hours of observation
smart, though,
hour,
versus
hours.
Somebody who does all this paperwork, gets in, does like 2 months, only realize
essays,
they don't want to do it.
You have to pass the Hobbit test.
The who?
Hobbit. It's kind of like the TEAS for nurses, but it's one for dental hygienists.
Oh.
Yeah, like a national Hobbit. Test for getting into the program.
Pass and a then, Hobbit, I'll hurdle a Hobbit.
Yeah, I know, right? It wasn't as fun as it sounds.
Oh, didn't sound fun to me. It did to her, apparently.
I think it was a good time over here with my Hobbit.
It's a fun word. I like it. I mean,
it is.
I thought
Hobbit?
It would be fun, but no.
Hobbit.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I love the dentist. Anytime it's my cleaning.
I've been avoiding the dentist for a long time.
My favorite kind of patients are you, Carrie.
Oh.
I love
the ones that have been
patients
avoiding.
That hate coming to the dentist.
I don't hate it. Yeah. I don't show up to most things, so it's not just the dentist. Like, I had a doctor's
appointment. She's going to be late to her own funeral.
Hell yeah. No, I had a doctor's appointment Friday. Totally forgot about it. Then I got the letter in the mail the other day that, because I've missed so many, that they cut me off.
Oh, I thought maybe you had, like, some late fee or some no-show fees.
No, they cut me off.
They literally dropped you as a patient.
Yes.
That is a thing, unfortunately.
So it's not that I'm avoiding the dentist or avoiding the doctor or avoiding anyone. I just have time management and responsibility issues.
You're avoiding the rejection that's going to come from not showing up.
I got rejected mega with a letter. Like, I didn't get just the...
But that's probably why you don't go to the dentist, is because you don't want to no-show so many times that they reject you.
It's like one of those, who's going to break up with who first?
It's just a theory.
Because this would come down to, like, who's going to break up with who first?
Maybe.
Okay, bottom line, though, why don't you like the dentist?
I really have no issues with the dentist.
It's just sure she just said she doesn't like the
dentist. I know.
No, yeah, I just forget to go.
Oh, it's literally all it is. I thought you said you didn't like
Can you rewind? I think she said, I hate the dentist.
I hate the dentist. My name's Carrie.
The only thing I hate is that I can't do anything. So,
I can't floss. I can't brush my teeth. I can't.
Like, I'm sitting there trying to entertain myself, and I have my phone playing Scrabble. But my arms are like
you are not.
You do
you are
that?
Not
you're one of those?
No.
No, because then like the hygienist puts her head in her mouth.
Yes.
Whoa.
That's because that's my
like
space.
Like 30 seconds left on that word. Hold up.
Some of them put the screen in front that has something on. You should ask for that because that's rude as shit.
Wow.
It is.
I don't sit still well.
I understand that, but that is rude when you have your phone.
No. Oh. When she was like this last time.
I should keep a fidget spinner. I should keep a fidget spinner handy for patients like her.
Well, my dentist used to have one of those little handheld Yahtzees, a little bam, 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 bam.
Because, I mean, really, you don't necessarily need to be looking at what's keeping you busy.
No.
I just get bored.
It's an goes hour back to the ADHD. Long.
The ADHD. I do. I get really bored sitting there.
And
you can't even make, like, because they're in your mouth, you can't make mouth noises like in Ice Age where it's like, you can't. You can't do anything.
She's not your favorite patient. No, that I was agree. A quick turnaround right there.
Well, and I can't. I've never been able to do the mouth popping sound, but remember I can do it with my ears. Can you right. do the mouth pop? Do the mouth pop.
What the?
That?
Yeah. Oh, fun. See? Like, you can't even when you're bored, like, start making stupid noises with
I have
your mouth
never once been laying there and being like, I wish I could do this. No, ever.
Well, it's something to do. And you can't thumb wrestle yourself.
I do
that.
Lay there and wish I could whistle with my teeth or tongue.
Like, yeah. just test it out.
I do lay and
they're,
whistle,
like, cleaning my teeth
that.
And I'm, like, doing the oyster. No, I've never.
I don't know. I just get bored. Okay. And then, like, they try and talk to me, like, how's your damn?
Huh.
Why'd you ask me a question I can't answer, yo? Let me just
well,
text
that's,
it.
Well, that's just fair. That, yeah, that's fair.
But I know that I think, do you guys have to, do you guys feel like you have to keep us entertained?
Not, I don't personally usually, you know.
So you're just cool with awkward silence?
I am, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm not.
Call me weird.
I'm like making eye contact.
Sometimes it's better that way.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of go off of a patient's vibe.
It's exactly. It's
like
energy.
When they
you
first get there,
energy,
I'll kind of make some small yeah. talk. And if they go along with it, I'll go along with it. And if they kind of shut it down quickly, then I just...
See, I like to do eye contact all awkward to see if they're looking. But then you can see in their little reflector things what, like, your mouth looks like. I'm all... So I test it.
Can you see that?
Yes. Yes. They have to, they put their eye yes. thingies on, and it's reflective, and I can see them all.
Oh, I take my glasses off. That's why.
Funny. I can't see shit.
You look in hers.
I understand
his.
That. I can't see shit, though.
Oh,
I get Alicia's that. Legally that, blind.
I'm legally no. blind. That took in both eyes.
Sorry about that, but yeah.
That's okay.
You can look at their little reflections like, she's about to go to the deep spot. She's going in.
She's about to go to the deep spot.
I, like, literally know all the parts of my mouth to where I know if they're on this back tooth, I have to close my mouth like this.
Yep.
If the, yeah, like, yeah. I'm, oh, though, I'm like.
So awesome. Yeah. I love it.
I'm that person.
Wow, I'm.
And they don't even and have then, to say, like, swallow, because they have the vacuum. Like, they do it.
That's rare.
It's just, yeah.
You are a rare species.
Thank you.
All I know is I'm, like, 29 and I still want to get it. Is it what?
Species?
Definitely species.
Species. Singular species.
Oh, God.
Definitely species.
This is going to be another one that's going to be on the page where people need to chime in and answer.
Well, that one's definitely species.
I'm all for making
octopuses,
for it.
Species,
I think we should make our own dictionary.
Orifices, orifi.
Well, there's Urban Dictionary, but we could make our own.
Oh, that damn Webster. Back it again.
We're going to have a Felk plural dictionary, folks. Yeah. Please chime
Felks?
In.
Yeah. Felks? Female Encounter of the Life kinds?
Felky.
Wow.
There's some felky shit up
that's
in here.
That's copyright infringement, and I hate you right now.
Kinds why is a word
right
in certain.
Now?
Because we're female encounters of the life kind.
You're not my hygienist.
That's concrete.
My hygienist can hate me right now, not you.
Okay, well, I kind of hate
well,
you
well,
so,
and still, like I said, I'm all of, like, 29, and I still want to get a treat out of the treasure thing, and they're like, it's for kids, I'm all. I will piss myself right now. I poop my pants.
You should come see
them.
Me because I would let you get a treat.
You would?
I would. Absolutely.
The last time I left the dentist, though.
That freaking box is so full of shit that nobody wants. I would let you take anything out of it you wanted.
Oh. I want one of the finger puzzles.
I don't think we have those.
Oh. They don't.
We have slap bracelets. Those are the slap bracelets.
Slap bracelets. Yeah,
those are fun.
Shit.
Yeah, that's
wow.
good.
Yeah.
That's good. The last
like
time.
I should make a noise last time. Now, but I don't
yeah,
know.
You should.
Well, we
Bazinga.
Bazinga. No, isn't that from whatever that show is?
Yeah.
No, but we Big had thing. What's Her Face and we recorded her sound.
We did the bird.
Judy's
Songbird
bird.
Of Generation or whatever.
It's do it.
A person
it's beautiful.
Made
yeah.
Yeah.
You'll hear it when you hear it. You know
I
what I mean?
I can barely hear it.
She's got the ear thing. She's all yeah. VIP.
Carrie said she doesn't want anything to do with anything, so she just sits here.
I make a sound. I don't know if you record it, but I have
yeah, we didn't.
Because
whenever
that's on every episode, Carrie.
Is it
really? I think so. I'm pretty sure
it is.
I've only heard two, but I'm pretty sure it's on all of them.
It is. It is.
Oh, so
wow. I would bet my house.
It probably is. Shit, can you go listen to all of them and tell me how many? Like, maybe 7 out of 10?
Probably so.
Do, well, why, I'm glad we made it this one, too.
Why do you not have that one recorded?
Because I don't want that.
Why?
Well, first of all, I don't do it. Second of all, I don't want that. So I haven't asked.
We are
it's not
a team.
Attractive.
We need to talk about
we
words.
Are a team.
Words are attractive.
And also, you have words, too. Ask him.
What words?
Can I get or whatever you freaking do?
Yeah. That's not even a word. I don't even know how to sound that out. It starts with an H.
I don't even know what to write on here for me to know what that sound is. Because this one says Judy Bird. Clearly.
It would be that's Carrie's a dry clear heave. Sign of disgust.
That's a dry heave.
That's a long title. Okay. I think I have
Carrie
about
disgusted.
15.
I could get it on there.
It's a dry, it's I don't a dry want heave. It.
I don't either, but.
It's a gag.
Yeah. I guess it's.
It has to be a unanimous decision before I put that.
I would
all
vote
in favor.
For it.
Okay.
I would,
it's a 2-2.
I would vote for it.
It's a 2-2 split.
Because I think
ask that guy. How do you feel about this?
I like disgusting things.
Double dog
near
me. I'm all in, man.
Yeah, well. We all have our things, Carrie. And if you want that to
Did
be
you
yours.
Just give me the married eye?
Whoa.
No,
what's
I was
the married eye? Oh, the no, side eye?
She said, really go ask that guy if we should put it in. I looked at him and I was like, I don't know if he's in the mood, but.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's the
I was looking at that guy because I was like, going to be like, hey, how do you feel about this
gave,
sound?
You gave him the married eye.
You guys
are total stranger.
Hey, you guys double dog dare me right now and I'll ask that guy.
No.
What were you going to ask him?
I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, sound? Can you give me, what do you think about this sound?
Double dog dare you.
And I'm like, just tell me if it's a good sound or a bad sound.
Well, I don't know if I'd word it like that. Because okay, well, everybody knows it's a bad sound, Carrie.
No.
Just ask him if it's something that should be.
Should this sound be on some kind of podcast and or broadcast?
Yeah. As a sound that you can just push a button and hear it. Yes. Double dog dare you. I got to record this.
I'm going in.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. We're recording this live.
This is happening.
Live right now.
Oh, my gosh. I hate it here. I'm straight up not having a good time right now.
You should never have invited me onto this show.
No,
oh, wait, you
it's
didn't.
Not
Carrie
you.
Did.
It's not you, it's me.
I think it's great. It probably.
He just said, you're going to buy me a beer?
That's a fair question.
It is.
Honestly. That's a fair question.
Would you like me to hold it?
Well, no, I just was trying. Dave didn't seem like he wanted to be on camera.
You should have paused it.
Any sound.
How did it go? Was it good? Did he say yes? No, I know how it goes.
You said it was a bad sound.
Okay, so we're adding it. Is that what we've established?
Yeah, because we're trying to vote because you
no,
said
I understand
no.
why.
I said no, he was the tiebreaker.
Yeah, he was the tiebreaker.
And?
Two against two.
You owe
right,
me a beer,
Ernie?
Carrie.
Yes,
and,
because two
and
people
yes.
said it was good to
and
me,
yes.
so you were the tiebreaker. Thank
and
you
yes.
for that.
And yes.
You owe him
okay.
a beer.
You do.
I owe you a beer, Ernie. Yeah.
So I guess next episode we're hitting
the... That went in your favor.
Yeah.
A what?
That went in your favor, right?
I said something about wet.
You won, right? You won, right?
Sounds like wet.
You're a winner and you're going to Nationals, right? That's what just happened?
Everyone agreed that it was a bad sound.
No.
It was a bad sound.
So you win, right?
And it is a bad sound.
Now I just Perfect. Have to do it all the time.
Fantastic.
I love it. Cheers to you.
Cheers, to
a,
mouth noises.
Also doing that. Yeah, that was awesome.
And yeah. I have no problem talking to strangers. I think they have a problem. But
you just have to be egged on a little bit, and I have no problem doing that.
Do
you too.
Thank you, Ernie.
Oh, you got his name and everything.
Yeah, I got his name.
Oh, that's so polite. Can I make this noise at you?
Right after she gave him the married eye.
What the fuck is the married eye?
I don't know, man. What
Whatever
happened,
you just
apparently.
Did. Yeah, exactly.
Usually I have like the floating eye, the drunk eye.
Rolling
I'm
eyes.
Not paying attention eye where I'm looking at you, but right through you.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Perfect. I do that a lot sometimes. Oh, wait, what?
A lot. Well, at least you didn't say always sometimes. I do that always sometimes.
Always sometimes.
Just sometimes.
It's the first time that's ever happened again.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Esther, nice. Thank you for joining us. It's
thank
been
you
a hoot and a holler.
Did you have fun?
I had a blast. You guys are amazing.
You have anything else? Carrie? Or whatever? Mine's too girthy.
I don't think that's a thing, Alicia.
Oh. Yeah, you totally sucked at my. You have a week.
I'll try harder to be better.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.